My nomination for headline of the day so far: planet-like object nicknamed for Vice President Joe Biden. Do we know how the Veet feels about becoming the namesake for a planet-like object? How might you feel? Flattered, perhaps, or maybe a bit put off to be that closely associated with deep space. Candidly, the Vice President, as a person, was not the inspiration for the name. We want to make that clear. Scientists labeled this dwarf planet just beyond Pluto VP-113. The rest was written in the stars. Welcome back to Current State. Later this hour, we get to know a special visitor to West Michigan from Cambridge, England. Conductor Andrew Nethsinga is involved with performances of the Grand Rapids Choir of Men and Boys. Also meet Douglas Meeks and Greg McNeely, a newly married same-sex couple from Lansing, coming up in just a little bit. At the top of our program all this week, veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have been in Washington, D.C. to lobby for legislation aimed at reducing the numbers of veteran suicides. They also have a focus on the trouble some veterans have in finding employment after their service days are over. Joining us from Washington today are two Michigan veterans who have spent the week talking with representatives and senators as part of the effort called Storm the Hill. They are Ingrid Tye, an employment analyst with the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, and Nick Cook, the MVAA's Director of Targeted Outreach and Performance Management. Ingrid, Nick, welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Ingrid, tell us a little bit more about the organization Storm the Hill.
Yes, Storm the Hill is an initiative through the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, otherwise known as IAVA. It is an organization. It is a nonpartisan group of veterans representing the newest generation of veterans coming out of Iraq and Afghanistan. Although they represent primarily those people from that generation, they do welcome other veterans from other eras. It's a group of 270,000 members nationwide, and they take on issues that are important to veterans. This year, the issue with Storm the Hill, which is an annual campaign that they do, they bring in veterans from all over, and they address the pertinent issues of the day, and they make policy changes and advocate on behalf of veterans. And this year, the Storm the Hill campaign is advocating on behalf of those veterans who have suffered and maybe some who have succumbed to suicide. And the goal is to reduce and eliminate suicide amongst veterans this year.
And this is an issue that hits fairly close to home, especially for you, Nick. Tell us about your relationship to this issue.
Well, Mark, you know, suicide has touched every single veteran out there. 47% of those in IAVA said it was their top issue this year, mental health and suicide prevention. And 42% of those surveyed said they knew somebody who had died by suicide, of that 250,000 in IAVA. But for me, about a year ago, I had a classmate from West Point who took his own life. And I struggled with my own issues. After my second deployment, I came back home, felt disconnected, anger, and I had suicidal ideations. Because of my family and my support structure, I was able to get help. Nothing ever came of anything besides the suicide ideations, but there's thousands of veterans out there that don't have a great support system, that need everybody's help. And this comprehensive bill that is going to be introduced today by Senator Walsh, the first senator out of from the Iraq and Afghanistan conflict, is going to address some of those issues that veterans face.
I understand the suicide rate among veterans of these two wars is roughly twice the larger population.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
We know that the statistic that is generally accepted and through the VA is right now 22 suicides a day amongst veterans. Mm. Speculation, though, is that that's on the low side.
My word. And Ingrid, I understand another priority here for you are barriers to jobs, barriers to veterans' employment. Tell us about that.
Correct. We have many veterans who are getting out of the military, and they have great skills. They have received top-notch training through the military, and then they have received great experience subsequently through carrying out those jobs in the military. It's really a shame when veterans come home and then have trouble finding employment. One of the biggest barriers, though, that we see is the cultural gap between civilian employers and veterans. What happens often is a veteran might have difficulty communicating his or her skill set to a civilian employer. We in the military are very used to acronyms and military jargon, and sometimes it's difficult to learn in the beginning how to communicate that into civilian terms. So that's one of the biggest obstacles that we work with right now. And then on the other side, we work with employers on educating them about what it is people do in the military. We talk to them about the training that veterans have received, and we help them kind of better understand what kind of leadership, dedication, discipline, and motivation and skills that those veterans bring to the table, and how these veterans can make great people for an employer's workforce.
We're talking with Ingrid Tai and Nick Cook, who are part of the Storm the Hill effort, advocating on behalf of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, in particular with a particular focus on suicide prevention and joblessness. Nick, did you say you served in Iraq or Afghanistan?
I had two combat tours to Iraq. My first one was in 2004-2005, and it was in Samarra, Iraq, and my second deployment was during the surge in 2007 to 2008 in Baghdad.
Tell us about your experience lining up work or attempting to get a job when you got back home.
Well, you know, I continued to serve in the Army until 2013, and when I decided to make that transition, it was difficult, and finding employers that understood what I've been through, what my job skills were. You know, I was a troop commander in combat, a lot of leadership. I actually had a company in Michigan reject my application because I did not have a bachelor's of science in leadership, even though I went to West Point and had leadership positions in combat. They said that did not qualify as leadership.
Tell us about the people you've met with on the Hill. You alluded to Senator Walsh of Montana, who appears to be squarely behind your effort here. Which other members of Congress have you met with?
From the Michigan delegation, we met with Representative Wahlberg, Representative Upton, Representative Benishek, and they were all behind us. Especially Representative Benishek and Representative Wahlberg, they've seen this firsthand. You know, we also met with Senator Levin's office. They have they've kind of stayed a little bit quieter on the subject, but they understood the need for this legislation. And I know Ingrid met with Senator Stabenow also.
Ingrid. Yes, I met with Senator Stabenow and also Representative Mike Rogers' office.
Have you noticed any difference regarding how Republicans versus Democrats in Congress respond to your message?
Overall, I think it has been a bipartisan effort. I feel that most people have been very supportive and very enthusiastic about supporting veterans. I personally, in my interactions, did not see too much of a difference between either side of the aisle.
Mark, the one thing I did notice is veteran suicide has touched almost every member of Congress. They either have a soldier that they knew that died by suicide, or they had heard stories from constituents about their veteran that had suffered and decided to die by suicide. You know, that's, you know, 22 a day over the last, since 2001 when the conflict began. That's 100,000 suicides of veterans compared to the 8,000 that have died in combat.
Yeah. Tremendous. Now, the two of you were chosen from thousands of applicants for Storm the Hill. How did you two get chosen for this, Ingrid?
Well, I wasn't in the selection process, but I think a lot of it had to do with my background as a combat veteran, understanding the issues with healthcare. They also it touched on some other issues that had to do with military sexual trauma. I dealt with some soldiers in my unit who experienced that firsthand. And then also just a passion for fighting for veterans, both in Michigan with the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. I'm just very enthusiastic about giving back to everybody who served. And so I think that probably had a lot to do with it.
Where did you serve, Ingrid?
I served for a year over in Baghdad, Iraq. I was with the 1st Cavalry Division from 2004 to 2005.
And Nick, what's next? How do you follow? How do you track the progress of your proposals?
Well, this is a year-long campaign. We're going to continue to press Congress to push through this bill. We also have done a ask of the executive branch, asking the president to appoint a national director of suicide prevention to start that national dialogue. We are representing veterans. But this is a national issue. This isn't just about veterans. This is about the whole United States. And then we're also going to start focusing our efforts in state and in our local communities to start this national dialogue.
Well, Nick Cook and Ingrid Tai of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, we want to thank you for your service, and thanks for joining us today on Current State. Good luck.
Thank you.